Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been discussing various mannerisms within Islam, their etiquettes. Today we have another important topic which is relevant for every single Muslim, whether men, women, or even young children. We all face this emotion within our lives and at times it gets out of control. So what is the Islamic guidance in relation to this particular emotion? My dear viewers, today we are going to talk about the excellence of controlling one's anger. A very sensitive topic, but inshallah, if you stay tuned, you will learn much about this emotion. And inshallah, you will also be able to implement these teachings that you learn today within your lives. May Allah Almighty allow us to learn from the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and impart this knowledge onto our loved ones, family and friends. So there is a virtue of Durood-e Pak which has been highlighted in one narration where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Last night I saw something strange. A man from my ummah was crossing the bridge of Sirat, dragging himself and sometimes crawling on his knees. Meanwhile, the salat, i.e. the Durood Sharif, which he had sent on me, arrived. It made him stand up and traverse the bridge of Sirat to the extent that he reached the end." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, Durood-e Pak is a means of salvation for us in this world and in the hereafter. If you feel that your life is overwhelmed with difficulties, problems, calamities, arguments, etc., my humble request is try and involve Durood-e Pak within your life. Recite peace and blessings, a prayer conveying blessings and peace upon our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, you will find a physical and psychological benefit in this action. You will feel that a burden has been lifted from you, and you will also feel that your mind is opening up and relaxing as well. This is the dhikr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us try inshallah to implement this in our life. Keep a finger counter with you. Keep a reminder with you that wherever you go, whether you are working or whether you are relaxing, whether you are out with friends and family, keep a reminder that will allow you to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in abundance. Because then you can calculate the number and inshallah this will further motivate you as well. Alongside salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, try your best to include istighfar within your daily invocations, seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness by saying words like Astaghfirullah, which means I seek Allah Almighty's forgiveness. In this way, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the Quran guides us as well that istighfar is a means of protecting us from major calamities. It is a means of Allah Almighty's punishment being withheld from us because they are constantly in a form of dhikrullah. They are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness. My dear viewers, let us first learn regarding the definition of anger. It has been cited by the glorious commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi alayhi rahma, who has mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih, volume 6, page 655. Anger is that emotion of one's nafs, of one's self, that provokes him to take revenge on another person or force him to go away. This is the definition of anger, where it's an emotion within us, and it's also rooted within the nafs, where you want to take revenge on another person, or you want that person to move away from you. Now, in of itself, the feeling of anger is not something reprehensible in the Sharia. What we are guided in Islamic law is how to deal with this emotion. And in light of Ahadith and Quran Pak, we learn from the guidance of our noble scholars that this emotion of anger actually breeds a number of evils which are extremely destructive for one's afterlife. This is noteworthy, my dear viewers, that because of anger and then the misuse of anger, what will happen is we will be bringing harm to ourselves in this world, but more importantly in the afterlife. Because when a person is angry, this is the start of many other evils coming from us. For example, numerous evils have been listed before me. Number one, jealousy. When a person is angry, then this will lead to him also being jealous of another person, wanting a blessing that Allah Almighty has given to that person to be taken away from him and given to you. This is a very dangerous disease. This has been likened to jealousy in the prophetic narration has been akin to a person's good deeds being erased and being burnt the way fire burns dry wood. So this is why jealousy is a very destructive trait, but it comes from anger. One avenue of jealousy is that it comes from anger. Another evil is backbiting, speaking ill about another person behind their back, that if you were to present that same information in front of them, that person would dislike it. That person would be hurt by that. Now, whether that aspect be truthful about him or not, if it is not truthful, then it's called bohtan, i.e. slander, defaming a person. And when it is true about that person, it's a trait within them that is true, but they dislike that. That if you mention it behind their back, now this is called backbiting. And my dear viewers, this is akin to eating the flesh of one's deceased brother. Allahu Akbar. How reviling this action is in of itself. May Allah Almighty enable us to stay away from this evil as well. Backbiting, jealousy. Furthermore, I will list the rest of them now. Tale-bearing, malice, breaking ties, lying, dishonoring others, considering others to be inferior to oneself, swearing, arrogance, quarreling unjustly, meaning arguing with one another without any right, mocking others, breaking off ties with relatives, rejoicing at another person's suffering, ungratefulness, etc. So these were a list of evils that actually come from anger. May Allah Almighty enable us to control our anger and utilize this energy that we have and this emotion in acts of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saving ourselves and the people around us from harm. Now, my dear viewers, if we move on to the blessed ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which controlling one's anger has been highlighted and it has also been praised. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Prophet of Allah, the King of Medina, the last and final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has said, "Powerful is not the one who can throw down an opponent." The companions asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then who is powerful?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "The powerful one is he who controls himself when in a state of anger." My dear viewers, this is true strength. Strength over one's own being, that you have control over your emotions, over your actions. This is true strength. It is not the case that the one who is powerful is one who overpowers another, but rather the one who can control himself when he is overwhelmed with rage. May Allah Almighty enable us to use this emotion in the obedience of Allah Almighty and allow us not to undertake this action which will bring about our own destruction. My dear viewers, in other narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us, whoever has the ability and power to express his anger, but he controls it, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart with his divine pleasure. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, one point that we can reflect over is that these beautiful narrations that we have just listed, if we were to ponder over them and read them and learn about their true meaning, this will help us in controlling our anger. That if we are those true believers who want to attain paradise, if we want to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to follow in the advice of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will remember these narrations and try our best to control our anger. My dear viewers, there's something of paramount importance to highlight under this topic of anger, and that is our pious predecessors were also tested in various ways in relation to their anger. How people would try to speak bad about them, defame them, spread false news about them. And in reply, the beautiful characteristics of our pious predecessors shines through like a beautiful example for all of us. Let us listen to a few incidences from the life of our pious predecessors. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he has quoted in Kimiya-i Sa'adat, a person spoke rudely to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, and he lowered his head and he began to say to that person, "Do you want me to become angry so that Shaitan plunges me into the pride of arrogance and power, and that I inflict cruelty upon you, so that on the day of judgment, you will then seek recompense from it, for it from me? I will certainly not do this." Saying this, he radiallahu anhu then remained silent. My dear viewers, from this narration, we learn that Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz gave the Muslims a guidance on how to tackle anger, how to control yourself when people are speaking rudely of you. Is one should focus on the state of his afterlife and remember and remind that person as well regarding the accountability that these few moments that we are spending speaking back and forth to one another, arguing, this could be a means of both of our destruction in the afterlife. If we are both believers, if we both fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should refrain from this action. Similarly, a person spoke ill and insulted Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he replied, "On the day of judgment, if the side of my sins on the scale is heavier, then I am worse than what you have called me. However, if my sins is lighter, then I do not care about your vulgar words." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, these were exceptional personalities. Look at their andaz, look at their way and methodology of trying to reform people and also protect themselves from harboring any ill fate and ill feelings to the people in front of them. Even though they were the recipients of bad conduct, people would be treating them in an evil manner, but their response was always very beautiful. This is a very important message within today's program and under the discussion of anger, that we need to control ourselves by also learning from the life of these great personalities. My dear viewers, there's a very profound narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which highlights to us the virtue of controlling one's anger, and then how we can tackle today's modern discussions on a person who controls his anger and one who doesn't control his anger. It is stated in a blessed hadith, "Whoever restrains his anger on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save that individual from punishment." Subhanallah. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, when somebody argues with you or speaks ill of you, then true safety lies in remaining silent. Even though the shaitan and your nafs will try and provoke you immensely to react, sending such whispers through your heart that if you don't take action now, then people will consider you to be a coward and will also pass taunting remarks on you, saying things like, "This person saying that, oh man, this is not the era of kindness. People will not let you survive if you lead your life in such a kind manner," etc. Now, my dear viewers, there is a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can be highlighted in this regard. Today, people say that if you're not kind, if you're not forgiving, if you don't control your anger, then you're a coward. But what does Islam truly say about controlling oneself? And remember, as Muslims, we need to look at what does our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam educate us and guide us in this regard, not necessarily what words come from people of society. So you will now, inshallah, there is one narration cited in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad that a person said something evil about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu within the presence of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when that person continued his rudeness, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu replied to some of his comments. Even though he replied in a dignified manner, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked away from there. Now Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the greatest devotee, saw his beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam and followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you remained seated when he was speaking ill of me, and when I replied to him, you walked away. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informing his beloved companion the knowledge of the unseen that has been granted to him, he said, there was an angel with you who was replying to that man. When you started replying yourself, then shaitan intervened. This hadith is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. My dear viewers, we learn from this that the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is absolutely true. Man samata naja, whoever remained silent, he attained deliverance, he attained salvation. He set himself free. And my dear viewers, this is what we need to try our best to adopt within our life today. And a message to those people within society who provoke others, who try to push their buttons and get them angry. We should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this world is only a few days. Afterwards, we'll be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, our every word and utterance is written down by kiram and katibin, the angels that are upon our shoulders. So do not think that nobody knows what I am saying. Nobody knows what I am saying to my spouse. Nobody knows what I am saying to my husband or to my wife. But rather, my dear viewers, we have people in today's time who tend to overlook this fact that we have angels on our shoulders who are writing our good deeds, who are writing our bad deeds. Every word that we utter is being written by them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this recognition, this ma'rifah, and this form of taqwa, God consciousness, that before we release our anger out on someone, we reflect upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine mercy and Allah Almighty's wrath. And we control ourselves in hope that Allah Almighty will also forgive us from the actions that we have committed within our life. Allah Almighty, forgive our sins. My dear viewers, there is another beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that motivates the believers to also control their anger. It is cited in Sunan Abi Dawud. The one who controls his anger, in spite of having the ability and power to act, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call that individual in front of the entire creation, and Allah Almighty will grant that person the authority to choose any heavenly maiden he likes. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, that controlling one's anger in this world will be a means of salvation and happiness for us in the afterlife. So this is why, just for a few moments of satisfaction, we should not let go of the discussion and the understanding of controlling one's anger. We should not let go of this. Rather, we should hold firmly onto this point. Another beautiful narration cited in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has narrated, whoever possesses the following three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him an easy accountability on the Day of Judgment and will make him enter paradise through his mercy. Number one, bestow upon the one who deprives you. Reconcile with the one who cuts ties with you, and forgive the one who oppresses you. These statements are incredibly deep in their meaning and understanding. These are tasks that require a very strong-willed person. And as believers, we need to try our best to attain that level and strengthen our iman, strengthen our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and enable us to be that individual who, whenever any difficulty comes our way, whenever somebody is testing our patience, we remain resolute on controlling our anger. In this world, this will bring us benefit, and in the hereafter, we will be saved from a lot of difficulties and destructions, for we will have to hold ourselves account before Allah Almighty when we are questioned about the misuse of our anger. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this topic of controlling one's anger is one which does require more detail. But in summary, the beautiful ahadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quranic verses also educate us that those who control and restrain their anger and do favors upon people, they are from amongst the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear viewers, we have learned from the life of our pious predecessors that whenever people spoke ill of them to their face, they also remained patient on this, so that their worry of the afterlife was such that they would be worried about being held accountable on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But my dear viewers, this message extends more to just controlling one's anger, but rather giving us an education in relation to those people who try and instill and enrage one another, enrage other people through their conduct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to follow in the teachings of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow us to understand the message of today's program in restraining our anger. And may Allah Almighty help us in this affair. Until our next program, sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.